Air travel is truly amazing. Because of it, it's easier than ever before to see the world and all its incredible cultures. But just because you're on a plane doesn't mean there aren't rules. And if you break them, there can be dire consequences. So from turning off airplane mode to climbing into the overhead compartments, get ready for some things you should absolutely never do on an airplane.
You're listening to
Be Amazed.
My last vacation got off to a poor start. I'd only just boarded the plane when the flight attendant told me I had to take off my Batman costume or leave. It turns out airlines have dress codes. What's more, different airlines have different codes, and these can change depending on the country you're flying to. Jeez, confusing or what? See, some countries like Indonesia are predominantly Muslim and as such dress much more conservatively than other places. So if you're flying there, it's polite to cover up before getting on the plane. But it's worth looking into clothing guidelines before getting on any flight. Dirty, torn, or revealing clothes can breach codes and get you kicked off the plane, which makes sense, but sometimes so can things as benign as flip-flops. Seriously. Back in July 2021, Turkish bodybuilder Deniz Sepinar made headlines when she tried to board an American Airlines flight to Miami. Apparently, her shorts were too short, so she was duct-taped to one of the chairs and left there. Okay, not really. She was just denied entry onto the plane. Somebody actually was duct-taped to a seat, though, for a very different reason. But you'll have to stick around to find out about that one. Anyway, after being refused onto the plane, Sepinar was understandably upset and took to social media to vent her frustrations. According to the bodybuilder, she wasn't dressed offensively at all, and the whole thing was an attack on her freedoms as a woman. What do you think? Were the airline staff right, or has Sepinar got a good point? You've probably heard the horror stories about what'll happen if you don't put your cell phone on airplane mode during a flight. Planes will fall from the sky! Chaos will ensue. Well, you'll be glad to hear that's not quite true, but you should still turn it on. When you do, it blocks the phone from searching for a signal. Some pieces of pilot's equipment use the same radio frequencies as cell phones and tablets to function, so when your phone looks for signal, it can intervene and disrupt them. Think of it like tuning an old-school analog radio. When two stations are on a similar frequency, they can interfere with one another and make the signal unclear. It's the same thing here. And pilots need this equipment to tell how far they are from the ground during takeoff and landing. Pretty important stuff. Indeed, back in January 2017, the pilots of a Boeing 737 lost all of their map displays and computers while they were in flight. Whoa! Miraculously, they managed to get the situation under control and to avoid crashing. But investigators reckon someone's phone signal could have been to blame. As scary as this whole thing is, no planes have ever actually crashed from cell phone interference. At least not yet. However, it's still a good idea to text your mom after the flight, not during.
Hello, this is your captain speaking. Don't even think about putting that phone on airplane mode right now, though. Follow my podcast instead. That way, when we land, you'll never miss another amazing episode like this one. All done? Okay, enjoy the rest of your journey.
I think we can all agree that littering is bad. But people who leave their litter festering on planes, they're the worst. Flight attendants are often only paid for their time in the air, so if there's any trash left on the plane after landing, they have the disgusting task of cleaning it without even getting any money. And I really do mean disgusting. As well as old food, one attendant reported finding, brace yourself, countless dirty diapers and soiled underwear stuffed into the seat pockets. Oh man. Diapers are bad enough, but actual adults' underwear? Come on. And it gets even worse. Other attendants have found used catheters, toilet paper, and even bottles of pee. How did they even? Actually, I don't want to know. Just please, for the sanity of the poor people charged with cleaning up this mess, don't leave trash on the planes. And never ever put your food in the seat pockets. You have no idea what horrors have been in there before. Now don't get me wrong, I love me some pets, but I wouldn't want to take one on a plane with me. Even so, some airlines allow all sorts of animals on board as long as they're well-behaved. Others only allow service animals like guide dogs. But to get around this, people began bringing their non-service pets on board and claiming they were service animals so that the critters could travel for free. We're talking guide horses, peacocks, and even pigs. And these so-called service animals would often run amok, pooping everywhere, being noisy, and generally causing chaos. Jeez. Because of this, a new law was passed banning all service animals other than dogs from flying, but some people argue this is unfair on those who genuinely rely on them. Regardless, there are far worse things you can bring onto a plane than a peacock. Yep, back in 2012, a man caught a wild Egyptian cobra and shoved it in his hand luggage to bring back to his reptile shop in Kuwait. Somehow he managed to get it onto the plane, but once he was seated, controlling the restless reptile proved difficult. Egyptian cobras are very aggressive and super venomous, and after a short struggle, it bit him and escaped into the cabin. It was pandemonium. From what I can tell, the man survived despite his stupidity, but in the ensuing panic, the plane had to make an emergency landing so the snake could be dealt with. And there I was thinking the movie Snakes on a Plane was silly. A few years later in 2016, something arguably even more terrifying happened. One passenger on a flight to Montreal was relaxing on her iPad when she suddenly felt a tickle on her leg. Looking down, she realized with a pang that it was a great big tarantula. She smacked it away from her, but it wasn't the only one. Somebody had brought two of the spiders on board to bring home as pets. So for the rest of the flight, passengers were forced to stand on their seats to avoid the creepy crawlies. Am I the only one getting itchy right now? I don't know about you, but every time I'm on a plane, it takes about 5 minutes for my mouth to feel as dry as the Sahara Desert. But when that all-important refreshment trolley comes around, think twice before you make your order. More specifically, don't choose tea or coffee. Water tanks on planes are often old and full of bacteria, and tea, coffee, and even ice will probably utilize them, meaning your tea could come with a side of illness. Gross. Sticking to bottled drinks is much less risky despite the extortionate prices. If you're old enough to drink alcohol, though, there's even more to watch out for. When you're 12,000 feet high in the air, there's far less oxygen than there is on the ground. The pressurized cabin ensures you can breathe, but you're still more likely to feel lightheaded and nauseous. If you combine that with a good slosh of booze, it can get out of hand fast. In June 2021, a passenger got so drunk he tried to bite a member of the cabin crew and had to be locked inside the airplane washroom. What? I mean, I get a little peckish after a few beers, but a kebab usually does the trick. Regardless, the man was sentenced to 20 months in jail for both the assault and his intoxicated state. Because even if he hadn't bit anyone, he still would have been breaking the law. It's a criminal offense to be drunk on a plane, and after that story, I can definitely see why. How would you react if I told you your phone could erupt into flames anytime you take it on a plane with you? At least if it has a lithium battery, and it probably does. Lithium batteries are inside all sorts of everyday devices, including phones, laptops, and cameras. If you bring any of these on board with you, airlines will highly encourage and sometimes require you to keep them in your hand luggage, not your main luggage. Okay, but why? Well, lithium batteries are extremely sensitive to high temperatures as well as being incredibly flammable. Not a great combo. They're highly unlikely to randomly combust, but malfunctions do sometimes happen, and because planes have drier air than the outside atmosphere, if anything does catch fire, it'll spread much faster. Now, if a fire takes hold in the cabin, it's bad. Unless it's put out fast, smoke could rapidly fill the enclosed space whilst the fire itself damages the aircraft and potentially burns the passengers. But at least the crew have a chance to deal with it before it gets out of hand. Back in 2018, a power pack overheated and caught fire in the overhead compartment on one flight to Shanghai. Because it was in someone's hand luggage, staff quickly threw water on it and put it out. If that same fire had happened in the hold, though, well, nobody could have reached it and it would have got a whole lot worse. So yeah, don't put your phone in your main luggage unless it's safely turned off. The only fire that should be allowed on a flight is my rap mixtape. Word. My grandma always used to tell me,
"A bit of dirt will do you good, young man."
And maybe she was right, to a degree. But I don't think that saying applies to airplanes. Plane cabins are compact, enclosed spaces with loads of people crammed into them and a limited supply of air circulation. Air that everybody is breathing in and out and passing to one another. They do have filter systems to get rid of airborne germs, but they're not 100% efficient. There are air vents above every seat, too. However, if you're anything like me, you turn those straight off so it doesn't get too cold. Well, you shouldn't. By leaving the vent open, fresh air is channeled in from outside, increasing airflow and pushing bacteria out of your vicinity. Kind of like a little force field. So if you get cold, trust me, instead of closing the vent, just slip on a sweater. Vents open! Force field up, Mr. Sulu. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. February can make it feel like everyone else has their love life completely figured out. You know, perfect couple photos, romantic gestures everywhere, and a lot of pressure to feel like you're where you're supposed to be. But the truth is, whether you're married, dating, or just focusing on yourself, most of us are still figuring things out as we go, and that's normal. Therapy can be a really helpful way to pause and sort through what actually matters to you. It can help you identify what patterns might be holding you back and what you want to move toward next, whether that's growth as an individual or strengthening a connection with someone else. BetterHelp makes it easier to get started by matching you with a licensed therapist based on your needs and preferences through a short questionnaire. And if the first match doesn't feel right, you can switch to another therapist at any time. With over 30,000 therapists and millions of people helped worldwide, BetterHelp has built a platform that focuses on helping people make real progress one step at a time. So if this season has you reflecting on your relationships or just yourself, you're right on time. Sign up and get 10% off at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com. Alright, so we know flight attendants have found some truly gross things on board planes, and we also know germs can run rampant within the enclosed space of the cabin. With that in mind, would you take your socks off and walk around barefoot? I mean, the floors have probably seen vomit, poop, and all sorts of unmentionable goo. You'd have to be crazy, right? Well, apparently some people are that crazy. And even worse, they shove their dirty feet in other people's faces. Ugh, I can't think of anything grosser than turning around and seeing someone's toad monstrosities poking through beside me. Like, seriously? Doing that isn't just nasty, it's also super unhygienic. Though it's probably still cleaner than the in-flight blankets airlines sometimes provide. Apparently, there's rarely enough time to clean all of them between flights, so they're often reused. Yuck. No matter how much hand sanitizer you lather on, if you've got a snotty, drool-covered blanket draped over you, you're still gonna have a butt-ton of germs to deal with. And if staff don't have time to clean the blankets, do you think they have time to clean the windows? I sure don't, so avoid leaning your head on those, too. They might not look dirty, but bacteria are microscopic. And while you snooze against the window, they could be multiplying all over your face. Next up, I don't know about you, but my hand luggage is always overflowing with Twinkies. So when I pop it into the overhead lockers for the flight, I can easily stand up and grab a few when I get peckish. I'd get the shock of my life, though, if I stood up and found myself face to face with a person crouching in there. Yep, it should be obvious that the overhead bins are for luggage, not humans. Surprisingly, however, many people still try and clamber into them. Even more surprisingly, it's flight attendants that are the biggest culprits. Sometimes they do it as some kind of newbie initiation ceremony, other times just for the gram, which is weird but relatively harmless. On one Southwest Airlines flight back in 2019, an attendant even sat in an overhead locker and greeted passengers as they boarded. Sometimes, however, it's not so harmless. In 2011, a Virgin Blue employee was fired after he picked up a passenger's toddler and put them in one of the overhead lockers. Yep, you heard that right. Apparently, the attendant was just joining in with the family's game of hide-and-seek, but the mother and father of the child definitely didn't see it that way. So, yeah, I never thought I'd say this, but don't ever put kids in baggage compartments, alright? Cool. So, you've been at the airport for hours queuing, checking in, and going through customs, and you're exhausted. When you finally get on the plane, all you want to do is go to sleep, right? I know I do. But hold up, you don't really want to do that, at least not straight away. You see, when a plane takes off, the air pressure inside the cabin rapidly changes. This makes the pressure outside your ears different to the pressure inside and creates a vacuum, preventing your eardrums from vibrating normally. If you've ever experienced it, you'll know that uncomfortable blocked sensation. The good news is you can easily fix it by yawning or swallowing. These actions open the Eustachian tube in your ears, which is the thing that regulates pressure, allowing air in and easing the pressure. Simple. If you're asleep, however, you can't do this. And if you leave the pressure to build and build, it can get really bad really fast. I'm talking dizziness, nosebleeds, and even permanent hearing loss. Yikes. So yeah, try to keep those tired eyes open until the plane is safely in the sky, then you can sleep as much as you want. Just make sure you wake up in time for the landing because the air pressure shifts again when you descend. Jeez. What's drier than eating a cracker in the desert? Clue, the answer's not my incredible sense of humor. It's actually an aircraft cabin. Because there are so many people on a commercial plane, fresh air needs to be pumped in or all the passengers would run out of oxygen and suffocate. But when you're 30,000 feet high, there's hardly any moisture in the atmosphere, so any air that's brought in is super dry. This isn't just uncomfortable, it could be legitimately dangerous, at least if you wear contact lenses. You see, the dry air dehydrates your eyes, which in most cases just makes them feel uncomfortable. But it can also cause the lenses to tighten around them and rip microscopic tears into your cornea. That is, your eye's outer layer. Ouch! So if you need to wear your contacts on board, make sure you bring eye drops with you to relieve any dryness, and never sleep with them in. You could wake up feeling like someone's plunged hot coals into your eye sockets. Though with some of the in-flight movies they choose to show, maybe that wouldn't be such a bad alternative. I can't stand people who clap when the plane lands. Do they also clap when their food arrives at a restaurant? Or when the mail turns up? I don't think so. Still, I'd prefer clapping over a load of people jumping out of their seats. The seatbelt light isn't just there to look pretty. When it's on, don't stand up. If you're mid-flight, the pilots probably activated it because they reckon you're about to hit some turbulence. You know, the pant-wettingly scary thing when it feels like the plane's about to crash? It's not, it's just colliding with air currents, but if you're standing up, you can get thrown to the floor. Even when you're not going through turbulence and it feels like you're hardly moving at all, you could actually be racing forward at nearly 600 miles per hour. So if the pilot has to use the brakes for any reason, well, you guessed it, you'll be sent flying. Just don't do it. And please don't clap when you land either. I will steal your complimentary in-flight peanuts. Plane journeys can be long and deadly boring. So it's tempting to sleep for the whole ride or maybe watch the entire Lord of the Rings trilogy, but neither of those are great ideas. If you stay seated for hours on end without any kind of movement, you could get yourself in big trouble. That's because sitting still for long periods of time can disrupt the blood flow in your body, slowing it down and sometimes blocking it entirely. You've probably had pins and needles before. Well, it's kind of like that, except it can get a lot worse. If you don't move around, blood cells might clump together and cause clots in your legs, leading to painful swelling. This is called deep vein thrombosis and can be excruciating. In the worst cases, you might even get a clot in your lungs, which is really bad news and could be life-threatening. And you only need to be motionless for 4 measly hours to be at risk. So next time you fly, remember to get up and have a little wiggle every now and again. Just not when the seatbelt sign's on, okay? As an all-knowledgeable expert comedian, I know exactly how to get a laugh. Absolutely classic. I'm a comedy genius. Some people aren't so innately hilarious, though, and choose to joke about stuff like terrorism and bombings. Seriously, as well as being in terrible taste, jokes about any kind of violence can carry serious consequences if you're at an airport or on the plane itself. Even if they're sure you're joking, airport staff must take any possible threat of terrorism seriously, and sports stars aren't exempt from this rule either. Back in April 2018, then Green Bay Packers receiver Trevor Davis was checking in for a flight at Los Angeles International Airport when a member of staff asked him if he'd got any contraband. Davis jokingly said yes, then asked his friend if he'd packed the explosives. Well, safe to say the joke didn't go down well. He was arrested on the spot and charged with making a false bomb threat. The charges were eventually dropped, but the tale still serves as a warning. Stick to making fart jokes. Flight attendants love those, trust me. Okay, so when it comes to things you should never do on airplanes, there's one so glaringly obvious you'd think nobody would ever actually try to do it. Any guesses what I'm talking about? If you said opening the plane door while it's in the air, you're correct. But believe it or not, someone did try and do just that as recently as July 2021. Yep, whilst on an American Airlines jet to North Carolina, a woman suddenly got out of her seat and started attacking the flight attendants before running to the plane's front door and desperately trying to tug it open. Luckily, members of the cabin crew leapt onto her and managed to get her off before anything drastic happened. But worried she'd try and do it again, they decided to duct tape her to her seat for the rest of the flight. Jeez. It turns out the woman was having some kind of mental breakdown, which is actually pretty sad. But damn, being on that plane would have been one of the most terrifying things ever. In reality though, even if the woman had overpowered the flight attendants, the plane would have been safe. Despite what you might have seen in Hollywood, it's impossible for someone to open a plane door while it's flying. A plane's interior is pressurized, meaning at high altitudes there's about 1,100 pounds of pressure pushing against each square foot of the door. And because they open inwards, you'd have to overcome this immense pressure to get the door open. Something no human being is strong enough to do. So that's nice to know, I guess. As you're aware now though, just because it's impossible doesn't mean you'll get away with trying to do it. As well as potentially getting taped to a chair, you could also face serious legal action on landing. Sounds like a pretty sticky situation. And on that incredibly funny pun, our flight's at its end. Which of those shocked you the most? And if you were amazed at this episode, I've got a lot more aviation episodes for you, so check them out. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time you want to be amazed. You're listening to